Shares in Sprint rose this morning after news that the wireless company is in talks about a partnership with two of the country's largest cable giants, Comcast and Charter Communications. The deal would involve all three companies, and it comes as Comcast and Charter try to expand their reach into wireless service, but they face stiff competition from AT&T and Verizon. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And tell us more about what this deal would entail.
All right. Well, right now it's not clear whether we're talking about a deal or a merger. And that's because really there are two main scenarios. One is for an arrangement in which Charter and Comcast invest in Sprint's network and actually potentially buy equity in Sprint. And in exchange, the cable operators would get to offer wireless service using Sprint's network and, you know, offer that as part of a package deal for households. But both cable companies already have a network resale agreement with Verizon. But according to people familiar with the matter, a Sprint deal could provide much better terms for them. So that's the deal scenario. In the merger scenario, which is considered less likely, Charter and Comcast jointly acquire Sprint.
Why would Charter and Comcast, which are the number one Comcast and number two Charter cable operators in the U.S., why would they want to get together like this?
Well, there's a very simple reason for it. Charter and Comcast, they both see a chance to retain customers and hold off the threat of cord cutting. People are saying, to hell with cable. We don't need this anymore. If they add mobile phone service to their bundles, TV, phone, and broadband internet service, that, may make customers less likely to cancel their contracts.
What about the wireless companies? I mean, if you look at what some of the other ones are doing, Verizon now owns Yahoo. AT&T is in the process of merging with Time Warner. What are they dealing with in terms of challenges right now?
Well, major challenges. A major one is a real steep decline in revenue. They're having to offer unlimited data plans to compete with Sprint and T-Mobile, which are taking customers. It's a really saturated market right now. People have their subscriptions. There aren't a lot of new people coming online with phones at this time. So Verizon, and buying Yahoo and AOL, they're actually, hoping to create another revenue stream by challenging Google and Facebook in the field of digital advertising. It's a completely separate thing from growing their wireless business itself, adding new subscribers. So, if they were to do that, then, the idea is that Yahoo and AOL would benefit from the data that Verizon has on its subscribers. Mm-hmm. That helps them improve targeting, measurement, so marketers can, who want alternatives to Google and Facebook have another option.
It's kind of hard to believe, I have to say, that cable companies and wireless companies, which charge their customers, $100 a month, are having trouble making ends meet. But maybe that's the case. A lot of infrastructure there, I suppose.
Everyone wants to grow. Everyone wants to keep expanding.
Is anything here going to be good for consumers if these companies get together, just briefly?
Well, it would likely lower the cost of offering wireless service for both the cable companies, and that would make the competition, these price wars, even more difficult for Verizon and AT&T. Mm-hmm. But, then there's the question of consolidation of the four national carriers, and that, economists say, could, eventually, get them to behave right, less aggressively.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks as always.
Thank you.